Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, glad to be back.
This time, we're digging into a topic that's honestly way more common than you might realize, diabetes. We're going to break down some key insights from a recent fact sheet we found. This one's packed with info about the different types of diabetes, the risk factors to watch out for, and why catching it early is so important.
Definitely an important one to be informed about. So, ready to jump in.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that really struck me from this fact sheet was just how widespread diabetes is. It said over 4 million people in the UK have been diagnosed with it, which is a staggering number. It really highlights how crucial it is to understand this condition.
That's true. And it's not just a UK thing either. We're seeing diabetes on the rise globally. A lot of it seems to be connected to, you know, things like obesity and more people living sedentary lifestyles. It's a trend that's concerning experts worldwide.
Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of factors all converging into this major global health issue. So the fact sheet breaks it down into two main types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. And it seems like type 2 is by far the more common one.
You're right. Type 2 is much more prevalent. And you know, understanding the difference between the two is really important. Type 1 is an autoimmune condition where your body actually attacks the cells in your pancreas that produce insulin. Type 2, on the other hand, tends to develop more gradually. It's often linked to those lifestyle factors we talked about. And it's more about your body not using insulin effectively, something called insulin resistance.
Okay, so both types affect how your body uses insulin. But I've always been a bit fuzzy on what insulin actually does. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. You can think of insulin like a key that unlocks your cells to let glucose in. Now, glucose is like fuel for your body, and insulin helps your body use that fuel effectively. In type 1 diabetes, your immune system is basically attacking the factories that make these keys, so your body can't get glucose into your cells. With type 2, the keys are there, but the locks on your cell doors are rusty, making it difficult for the keys to work properly. Either way, you end up with high blood sugar, which over time can lead to all sorts of health problems.
Wow, that's such a helpful analogy. So what causes those rusty locks in type 2? The fact sheet mentioned several risk factors.
Right, and some of them might surprise you. Of course, there are the usual suspects like a diet high in sugars and processed foods, not being active enough and carrying extra weight. But your genes and even your ethnicity play a role too. It's actually a pretty complex mix of things, and it's not always as simple as avoid sugar, avoid diabetes.
It's more like a combination of things can tip the scales, right? And knowing these risk factors is key.
Yeah.
But what if you're already noticing some of the symptoms? That's when early diagnosis becomes absolutely crucial.
Absolutely. We'll definitely want to unpack that more as we dig deeper into this fact sheet.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's not just about catching it early. It's about understanding why those complications happen in the first place.
Right. Because knowing is half the battle, as they say.
Exactly. Like, remember that analogy we were talking about with insulin being like the key that unlocks your cells for glucose?
Yeah, that was super helpful.
Well, when you have too much glucose hanging out in your bloodstream, it's like the sticky sugar coating that starts to cause damage all over your body, especially your blood vessels and nerves. Mm. Over time, that damage can lead to a whole bunch of other problems.
So it's like a domino effect. Mm. High blood sugar sets off this chain reaction that can really impact your overall health.
Precisely. And you even mentioned earlier being a bit concerned about your eyesight, right?
I did, yeah. Mm. It's definitely something I've been thinking about more lately.
Well, one of the lesser known complications of diabetes is something called diabetic retinopathy, which affects the blood vessels in your eyes.
Oh, wow. I've heard of that. And I mean, managing your blood sugar can really make a difference in preventing that, right?
Absolutely. Early diagnosis and proper management are key. Speaking of diagnosis, how do doctors actually figure out if someone has diabetes? I know the fact sheet mentioned a few different tests.
It did. There was the fasting plasma glucose test, which I'm guessing involves checking your blood sugar after you haven't eaten for a while.
Exactly. That's the one everyone's familiar with. But there's also the HbA1c test, which gives a much broader picture of your blood sugar levels over time.
The HbA1c test. What's that one all about?
So HbA1c stands for glycated hemoglobin. It basically measures how much glucose is stuck to your red blood cells. See, when glucose builds up in your blood, it kind of latches on to those red blood cells. This test gives doctors a snapshot of your average blood sugar levels over the past 2 to 3 months. It's way more useful than just a single snapshot in time, like you get with the fasting test.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like the difference between a photo and a video, you get to see the bigger picture.
Exactly. And that's super helpful for tracking how well someone is managing their blood sugar over the long term.
The fact sheet also mentioned an oral glucose tolerance test. That one sounds a tad intimidating.
It's really not that bad. They just have you drink a sugary drink and then check your blood sugar levels at certain points afterward. It helps doctors see how your body handles that sugar over a few hours. This one is especially useful for diagnosing gestational diabetes, which happens during pregnancy.
Got it. So, say someone gets diagnosed with diabetes, what happens next?
Yeah.
I'd imagine the treatment plan is different depending on whether it's type 1 or type 2.
You're absolutely right. With type 1 diabetes, the body's not making any insulin at all, so insulin therapy is crucial. This usually means a combination of basal insulin, which acts like a background level throughout the day, and bolus insulin, which is taken around mealtimes to manage those blood sugar spikes.
So it's like a two-pronged approach to keep those blood sugar levels steady.
You got it. Now, with type 2 diabetes, doctors often start with lifestyle changes, like making healthier food choices, being more active, and losing weight if needed. Those changes can make a huge difference in improving insulin sensitivity and managing blood sugar effectively.
It's amazing how powerful those lifestyle changes can be.
Why?
But what if someone makes those changes and their blood sugar is still high?
That's where medications might come into play. There's a whole range of oral medications available, and they work in different ways. Some help the body make more insulin, while others help it use the insulin it does have more effectively.
So there's definitely no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to managing diabetes. It's all about finding what works best for each person.
Exactly. It's about working with your healthcare provider to create a personalized plan.
It's really amazing how often those lifestyle changes are the first line of defense with type 2 diabetes. It shows how much power we actually have over our own health.
Yeah, and it highlights why it's so important to understand what can happen if diabetes isn't managed well, which is something the fact sheet goes into as well.
Right, because those potential complications are nothing to scoff at.
Definitely not. And it all comes back to that whole thing with insulin and glucose. Remember we were talking about insulin being like a key that unlocks your cells for glucose?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, when you have too much glucose just hanging out in your bloodstream, it's like this sticky, sugary coating that can wreak havoc throughout your body. Over time, it can damage your blood vessels and nerves, which can then lead to a whole bunch of other issues.
It's like that domino effect we were talking about earlier. High blood sugar sets off this chain reaction that can really snowball.
Exactly. And you mentioned earlier being a bit worried about your eyesight.
I did, yeah. I mean, how does high blood sugar actually affect a specific organ like the eyes?
Well, take diabetic retinopathy, for example. High blood sugar can actually damage those tiny blood vessels in the retina, which is at the back of your eye. And that damage can lead to vision problems or even blindness.
Wow. Okay, so you can really see how crucial it is to keep that blood sugar in check.
It's absolutely essential.
So, wow, we've covered so much ground today, from the different types of diabetes to the risk factors, the diagnostic process, the treatment options, and even those potential complications. It really underscores how important it is to be informed about our health, right?
It really does. Knowledge is power when it comes to making decisions about our health and well-being.
Absolutely. So for our listeners tuning in, thinking, okay, great info and all, but what does this mean for me? What's the one thing I should really take away from all of this? What would you say?
That's a great question. It really might be different for everyone, but if I had to offer one thought-provoking question, it would be this. Think about everything we discussed today and ask yourself, what's one thing you could do differently? Maybe it's scheduling that checkup you've been putting off, or having a conversation with your family about your risk factors, or even just choosing a glass of water instead of that sugary drink with dinner tonight.
I love that. It doesn't have to be this big, overwhelming change. Sometimes it's those small steps that can make a real difference over time.
Exactly. Empower yourself with knowledge and then use that knowledge to make informed decisions. You're the one in the driver's seat when it comes to your health.
That's a great way to put it. And there you have it, folks. Another deep dive successfully navigated. We hope you found this exploration of diabetes informative and maybe even a little bit empowering. Remember, knowledge is that first step towards a healthier, happier you. Until next time, keep those brains engaged and those bodies moving.